pleased with what I'm doing. So one day she resolved, in her own words, to be good. She was going to be good. Only she found out she couldn't be good. Although she broke off her current affair, she could not stop being immoral. She was raising her two sons and living a life steeped in immorality. Of the parade of men that she brought into her life, one of her boys once asked her, "Is this going to be our new daddy?" They needed a daddy, and she thought she needed a husband, preferably a good-looking one and a wealthy one. One evening, a friend challenged her, "Why don't you quit telling God what you want and tell him that Jesus is all you need?" And she didn't like that. In fact, she became very angry at hearing those words, and she couldn't shake them or their hold on her thoughts. The following morning, with one son hanging on her skirt, she tried to bake a cake and fend off the battle that raged in her troubled heart. She finally realized that although she was working as a registered nurse and helping the sick to get better, she was the one who was in need of healing. She summed up her need by thinking, "I am sick. I have a sickness that no one can cure because it's not physical. I can't stop being immoral. I'm sick." And although she tried, she could not stop on her own. She was literally a slave to her immorality. On that July morning, her soul sickness caused her to flee in desperation to the privacy of her bedroom. And she cried out, "God, I don't care what you do to me. I don't care if I never see another man as long as I live. I don't care what you do to my two boys. I don't care if you paralyze me from the neck down, if you'll just give me peace." Those were the three worst things she thought could ever happen to her. In grace, God responded by giving her the knowledge of the love of the Prince of Peace. At that point, she didn't know the Christian terminology for what had transpired in her life, but she said, "I knew that when I got up, I was different. I knew that wherever I went, Jesus was going with me. I got down on my knees, a harlot, and I got up, a saint." God freed her to live a blessed life dedicated to His glory. And many of you have personally benefited from her life as you have studied God's Word inductively by using her Precepts Ministry International Bible Studies. Her name is Kay Arthur. And God took her through some very deep valleys, but brought her through with grace and a message of hope and fulfillment. Kay Arthur represents the best that the law can do and the best that God's love can do. The best that the law could do left her empty. She wanted to be good, but she could not. And then one day, God met her at the point of her desperation, when she was willing to say, "Nothing else matters to me at all anymore except that I have peace with God. Do whatever you need to do to me, Lord. I'm ready to submit to your grace." In her own words, she got down on her knees as a harlot and got up as a saint in Christ. Kay's attempts to make herself presentable to God are a reflection of the kind of life a person lives when he or she is under the bondage of the law. But one day, Kay Arthur made a choice. And look what God did in her and through her. And I just like to suggest that God is not a respecter of people. He will do for you what He did for her. There's nobody here that's ever done anything so bad that God will not meet you with His grace. You have to come to the desperation of your own life and say, "Lord God, I've tried it my way, and it doesn't work. I'm willing now to give it up to you. Take my life and make me a new person." And on the authority of God's truth, I say to you, you will be changed. You will become a new person in Christ. Old things will pass away. All things will start to become new. And you will be on your way to heaven as a member of God's forever family. Why would you not want to do that today?
Well, I encourage you to take seriously what I'm saying. I don't know where you are or what you're doing. You may be at home in the kitchen making dinner, or you might be at work listening on headphones, or perhaps in the car or in a truck somewhere. If God has spoken to you and you are listening, He's asking you to do one thing, and that's to submit yourself to Him, to ask for forgiveness of your sin, and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will come to live within you. You will receive His Holy Spirit, and you will be different than ever before. He promises you that when you become a Christian, old things pass away and all things become new. And we'll see you right here tomorrow.
The message you heard today originated in the pulpit of Shadow Mountain Community Church, where David Jeremiah serves as senior pastor. Please take a moment to share what God is doing in your life through this ministry. This is Mark Larson. Join us tomorrow as we continue the series, Claiming Faith, Finding Freedom, on Turning Point with Dr. David Jeremiah.